What if you call customer service and found a friendly voice on the other end of the line? Would that qualify as a Christmas miracle? The bar for helpful customer service relations is set pretty low, but one South Philadelphia startup is building its reputation, in part, on quick and courteous support. From the innovations desk, WHYY's Todd Bookman got an inside look at the RevZilla call center.
The latest results from something called the National Customer Rage Survey show that more than 60% of people were dissatisfied with a recent customer service interaction. Just the fact that there's something called the Customer Rage Survey, yeah, that sums it up. But at the RevZilla call center, it's hard to find such discord.
I like shorties, especially on a Grom. Get shorties.
Yeah, I actually have a cargo net I put it on. I put that on top of the US-30.
Are you talking about the E349?
I hear you. I definitely hear you. Let me see. We've got a grand total of $60.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. All right, have a great day.
RevZilla is an e-commerce company that specializes in motorcycle gear and equipment. Its call center is in the brightly lit back corner of the company's headquarters, and it looks more Silicon Valley startup than cubicle farm. Everyone sits at open desks. The furniture is modern and clear of clutter. Patrick Roscoe runs the department.
The design of our facility here is, again, it's very non-traditional. We've gotten away from the historically small 4x4 cubes that you'd see in any other contact center environment.
Plus, like all good startups, there's a gong to celebrate each time an employee gets a positive online review. When the company launched in 2007, the three co-founders, including CEO Anthony Bucci, answered all the calls and complaints themselves, and realized pretty quickly how they could set the company apart.
We were just starting out with people getting on the phone saying, I can't believe you exist, I can't believe how intelligent you are, and I can't believe how much you knew and the fact that you'd spend that much time with me. A heck of a foundation to build a brand on.
Today, RevZilla has close to 200 employees, nearly $100 million in annual sales, and 50 staff members just in customer service. They're called the Gear Geeks, and though it's an entry-level gig, they're pretty well compensated. Bucci says starting salary, benefits, and bonuses are about 20 to 30% higher than the industry average.
I'm investing that dollar in making sure that every person that's potentially at the point of purchase, their expectations are beaten by talking to somebody that they wouldn't expect to talk to.
RevZilla's good salary and pipeline for promotion keeps turnover low and morale high for the Gear Geeks, even during the holiday rush when phones are ringing nonstop.
Right now it's beginning to wane. But yeah, it's kind of nuts. It's all hands on deck for those guys. It's been for probably the last 6 weeks. And gals.
To get one of these jobs, you need more than phone skills and endless patience. Patrick Roscoe says you've got to know the merchandise inside and out. And that means knowing bikes.
Every single Gear Geek here that supports our customer center here rides a motorcycle. They know it. They are passionate about it. They are following forums. They are researching all the new products. They geek out on everything new within the industry.
The staff also gets to try out everything. RevZilla has a room full of gear that staff can use on weekend rides. It's part of the culture here that separates this call center from some other local companies that don't sport sterling reputations.
Selling cable service all day long, I don't know how passionate people truly are about supporting cable box needs.
Heather Jarjissian is 6 months into the job. She's got a sticky note attached to her screen that reads, "Be annoyingly thorough." But she doesn't come across as annoying.
Everything about it. The people are awesome. The customers are awesome. Yeah, it's just an excellent place to be. Yeah, way better than any job I've ever had.
Life for the Gear Geeks calms back down in mid-January, after all the holiday returns and exchanges are figured out. Then in the spring, when bikers come out of hibernation, the phones will start ringing again. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.